This is a Civitas Capital update. The man ousted as new Duke Energy CEO got his chance to answer charges of his successor. Former Progress Energy CEO Bill Johnson told the North Carolina Utilities Commission he had no indication Duke Energy officers questioned his ability to run the new company. New Duke Energy CEO Jim Rogers told the commission last week there was doubt about Johnson's management ability, and that's why Johnson was asked to resign right after the merger of the two companies was complete. Johnson told the commission he had no indication of that doubt in meetings with the Duke board members. Rogers also testified the Duke board was surprised to hear about problems at one of Progress Energy's nuclear plants. Johnson said the problems at the plant were well known throughout the industry. He said Duke even had one of its own employees at the plant. Johnson told the commission Duke board members seemed to be looking for an excuse to get out of the merger without having to pay a big penalty. The Utilities Commission was caught by surprise with the ouster of Johnson and is continuing to investigate the merger. That's the Civitas Capital Update. I'm Matt Willoughby.